This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody, in for Lisa Mullins. More drug convictions are being thrown out because of misconduct by state drug lab chemist Sonia Farrick. This round of dismissals comes after the discovery of misconduct by two prosecutors assigned to investigate the chemist's wrongdoing. The Supreme Judicial Court today ruled that everyone whose criminal cases involved drugs tested at the now-closed Amherst lab between 2009 and 2013 will have their cases dismissed. Also vacated, the cases of anyone convicted of methamphetamine offenses during the 9 years the disgraced chemist worked there. WBUR's Ali Jarmaning has more.
Even before today's decision, more than 7,000 cases touched by Sonia Farrick had been thrown out. She used the lab as her own personal drug store, and she tried to hide her theft and drug abuse by diluting methamphetamine with water and replacing cocaine with baking soda. After her misconduct was discovered in 2013, two prosecutors with the state attorney general's office were supposed to root out what happened and make it right. Instead, a judge later found they hid key evidence that would have shown the full scope of what Farrick did. Luke Ryan was one of the defense attorneys who repeatedly tried to get his hands on that evidence. When he finally got the documents, he found Farrick had been using drugs at least a year longer than initially disclosed. With today's SJC decision, Ryan is thinking of his clients, who will have a second chance.
Drug convictions, even after people serve their sentences, reduce individuals to almost second-class citizenship. We've just kind of constructed a system where, you know, when you finish kind of paying your debt to society, these things haunt you.
Rebecca Jacobstein is a state public defender who argued the case before the SJC. She says the high court's decision not only helps thousands of people, it sets an important precedent within the justice system.
It says this behavior is unacceptable. We will dismiss cases when prosecutors don't play by the rules, and we will hold them accountable.
The lawyers who committed the misconduct are under investigation by the Board of Bar Overseers and no longer work for the Attorney General's office. They served under previous Attorney General Martha Coakley. It will cost money to contact all of the affected defendants and amend people's records. And as punishment for the prosecutor's misconduct, the SJC says the Attorney General's office will have to foot the bill. Current Attorney General Mara Healey said in a statement her office welcomes its role in helping notify those impacted. Public defender Jacob Stein says some people affected by the decision are still behind bars. Some who aren't haven't been able to get driver's licenses or secure jobs because of their criminal records.
There's a lot of work to be done, but we are incredibly pleased to have all this work to do to get these people the justice they deserve and to be able to move on from this disaster.
Each district attorney will now have to comb through court records to identify who will have their convictions dismissed based on the SJC decision. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Allie Jarmaning.